Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 22. Here's the extracted text from the image. In the Frank case, admits having made certain statements as to Frank's guilt of the murder of Mary Fagan, but says these statements were made after the trial of Leo M. Frank, and not before. They say that so far as they know, the said Hensley has not been in Monroe, Georgia, since the trial of Leo M. Frank. And they reiterate the statement that all statements made in their hearing by said Hensley and testified about by these deponents on September 27, 1915, were made before the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan on July 28, 1913. To the best of these deponents' recollection, these statements were made in June 1913, although as to the exact month, these deponents say not. Elian A. Lehman makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he makes this affidavit for use in motion for new trial in above stated case, that he reiterates his statement here to four made under oath that between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan, as reported by the newspapers, and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank on July 28, 1913, he, on two occasions, heard A. Hensley, a juror in said case, express himself firmly and positively as to the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan, in the language set forth in the affidavit heretofore made by this deponent and attached to the original motion for new trial in said case. One of said times was on about June 20th, 1913. Another time was early in the month of June, to the best of this deponent's recollection near June 2nd. But as to the exact date, this deponent cannot state. Leon Harrison makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he is not acquainted with Leo M. Frank, is not related to him, and has never seen him to know him. He says on oath that he is not personally acquainted with H. Hensley, but he knows that said Hensley is the party about whom he makes this affidavit, that during the month of May 1915, deponent was walking from Schoner's Lunch Place on Peachtree Street toward Five Points, when he was attracted by a conversation between two men, one of whom was said A. H. Hensley, the same Hensley that served on the Frank jury and whose picture appeared in the Atlanta Georgian of August 26, 1915, page 2, a clipping of which paper is hereto attached, that at